Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for us to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax as we listen to the divine messages for today. And we will start out by introducing ourselves because that's what we do. But unfortunately, my computer is running a little slower than I am. So it'll be just a second before I'll be able to bring the magical DC Love on. So I will tell you about me while we wait. I am the divinely activated. And there are three other words that go with that. And I cannot remember what they are. I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. And I also use a method called energy upcycling, which was gifted to me by the divine to help people release their old beliefs quickly and easily. And it just feels absolutely amazing. And that's what I do because that's what I was looking for in my own life. I realized that I was not happy, that I was not anything really. And so I began this wonderful journey of discovering myself, discovering my life, discovering who I am. It's meant to be. And this journey's been going on for a number of years now, and I've helped a lot of other people find the truth within themselves as I find the truth within me. And guidance is always there to help me in whatever way I ask to be assisted, because they are absolutely wonderful about assisting us, and all we have to do is ask. And be willing to receive. Because it's that being willing to receive that a lot of people are not willing to do. They can ask until they're blue in the face, but they will not allow themselves to receive what they have asked for. So make sure that you are willing to receive what you ask for. It's one of the important lessons that I've learned. It's vastly important that we open to receiving, especially those of us who feel like we're on some kind of a spiritual journey. You know, we think that we are here to save the world or whatever it is that we believe, but we don't recognize that we are also here to receive whatever it is we are asking for the world. So it's not just a matter of assisting others. It's a matter of allowing yourself to be assisted as well. And it's the whole give and flow that makes the difference in your life and in the world. You can learn more about me by visiting my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots of information there. There's even some free healing work that you can do on yourself so that you can start making a change today. All right. My computer is where it needs to be, so here is the magical DC Love to tell you all about who she is.
Good morning, Barbara. It's so wonderful to connect. I'm not going to tell everything. I'm liable to scare people. Just tell a little bit here and there. I actually woke up this morning, and yesterday, of course, as we know, was President's Day. So, you know, with President's Day, we have a beautiful national memorial on Mount Rushmore. And that's that beautiful sculpture, you know, that's in Mount Rushmore in South Dakota. And we have our, you know, our United States presidents, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. Well, when I got up this morning, right next to Abraham Lincoln was Joan Rivers. She showed me the picture, so I put it on Facebook this morning, and her message was, okay, guys, yesterday was a holiday. Now it's time to get on with the show called Life. Morning with Jesus is a great way to get back on track. And join Barbara Grace Reynolds and DC Love as they channel messages from Jesus and other divine beings. And she just said, well, you know, we would be live today at 10. But, I mean, talk about, a crazy way to start your day. You know what I'm saying, Barbara? It's just really, really bizarre at times. And that's just how my life goes. It's, you know, that's how it is. But a little bit, just a little bit about me. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And I have a hard time, like, really saying that because every time I say it, I have Joan Rivers whispering in my ear, yes, DC, and you're also certifiable. And with her by my side, I probably am. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer. I'm an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, an ordained minister, an animal communicator, a dream interpreter. And those are among, you know, the things that, the titles that I have. But I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and, of course, my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. I was walking past our television, and then I heard, can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay? And I'm looking around the room. I was the only one there, and I looked directly into the TV, and I didn't see her, and I just said, lady, I'm a little loop. You better find someone else. Well, it was approximately 5 hours later that she gave me a response, and I really can't say it on Morning with Jesus, but she threatened me. And the really crazy thing is we have been together ever since. It took quite a while to realize, okay, Joan really is divine, and she's left the door open, in which those on the other side, they walk through that door continually. And it helps me because it gives me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. And it helps me, you know, to have the ability to relate and work with clients that are worldwide and from all walks of life. Prior to these amazing changes in my life, I did have a background in law enforcement, but I've hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to, and it's also the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Well, thank you, DC. And since I've already introduced myself, it's time for us to hear some messages. So what do you have for us?
Well, you know, Barbara, I had messages, and it was like 5 minutes before the show, and they all disappeared. I had to get more messages. They just all left. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go with the flow. Because sometimes it's like a test from Joan Rivers, so I didn't get nervous. I didn't get crazy. I'm like, okay, it is what it is. I'm just going to find more messages. And I came upon this beautiful little prayer. It's entitled Blessed Miracles. It was written by Lisa Clayton. Believe in your ability to create blessed miracles each day through angels' divine love. Still your heart as it is a sacred and holy place where miracles can happen with clarity and deep awakening as you experience others' resistance and deep-rooted fears. Let your heart light shine so that it brightens to heal, love, guide, and be in service for evolution. Go forth and trust. Our daily infusions of divine love guide you. Love is always the answer. Forgiveness is as necessary as breathing. Surrender is as necessary as eating, and trust is as necessary as sleeping. Go forth with confidence as you see with clarity and experience the miracles of trusting, believing, and surrendering to divine love by listening daily to your heart's voice. You are a powerful miracle worker. Each action that you take and each thought that you vibrate with divine love magnifies and expands into blessed miracles. You are ready, beloved. Your soul wings are golden and your heart is full of love. Keep your eyes on the sky, hands on your heart, and feet grounded on precious Mother Earth. Feel the vibrations of love infusing your heart for the birthing of new miracles. So I found that to be really, really a beautiful little prayer. And with that being said, we have Archangel Haniel coming forward. Good morning. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Archangel Haniel, whose name means the grace of God. I greet you today with a message of joy. I am honored to connect with each of you. I ask that you spread the joy that you feel to everyone. Be the reason someone smiles today. This is a beautiful way to make a difference in every person's life, as well as your own. Little things can make a big difference. They really can. Feel the joy deep within your heart. Joy is your birthright. It is an uplifting emotion. Invite me in if you need help connecting with your joy or as you are working to manifest your earthly desires. Since my divine frequency, I will assist you as you connect to your higher self, helping you to recognize who you truly are, connecting mind, body, and spirit. With my help, you will enjoy a more peaceful, loving journey, transmuting any negativity into more positive, balanced energy. Please accept the help that I am offering each of you right now. Become aware of the synchronicities that begin to occur. Embrace your life as you will become more open and receive the guidance that is needed. You will find circumstances that cause anxiety or sadness. They can be completely restored and harmonized, bringing peace and understanding. The power you will feel as your life changes come from within you. And with my influence, I'm willing to help you to bring love and harmony into all areas of your life. You will begin to understand absolute fulfillment, and you will have complete comprehension of your life's purpose. As you are divinely guided, you will be able to move into a direction of your dreams, discovering your truth path. The happiness you encounter will become lasting joy. Beloveds, I will also help you to find inner fulfillment and to create a more loving life. I am here to help each of you discover your purpose by taking the next step on your path today. Please, live in the present moment and begin to become empowered as we work together, transforming your dreams into your reality. Beloveds, invite me into your life today. I am Archangel Haniel. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Well, thank you, DC. Those are wonderful messages.
Thanks.
And here is what I am getting right now from the divine. I say that because I'm not sure that it's going to be Jesus, although it usually is, because this is Morning with Jesus, and he likes to show up, and he is with us. But I get the feeling that the message is, okay, let me just check in and see who the message is going to be from. Okay, it's going to be from the goddess Ass. So, here is our message for today. It's time. It's time for you to stop putting off your life. So many of you know that there's so much more to you. There's so much more that you want to do, that you want to be, that you want to have, that you want to experience, and yet you put it off. You put it off for a variety of reasons, but the main reason that you put it off is because you're afraid. You're afraid of really being yourself. You're afraid of really having what you desire. You're afraid of the unlimited abundance that is there for you. You're afraid that life will be so good that you won't have any challenges, that you won't have any reasons to change. And we wish to assure you that no matter how good life gets, you will always change. Change is a natural part of your existence. You are always changing. Some of you are always getting better. Some of you are always getting worse. Some of you go back and forth. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you open up to allowing your life to change. And yes, you can specify that your life is getting better and better and better. And that makes sure that you are moving forward in your evolution as opposed to moving backwards in it. But it doesn't matter. You are here to change. To open up to you, to open up to the truth of you. And so it's time to do that. It's time to start now. Stop putting it off. There's no need for you to wait till Monday or the beginning of the month or next week or whatever idea you've come up with. Begin now. Begin today. Begin in this moment to recognize who you truly wish to become and allow yourself to start moving towards what is important to you. There is no one else that can tell you what it is you need to do. There is no one else who has the authority to dictate your life. It is your choice. It is your power. And so simply decide that you are ready to change. Open up to allowing the change in your life. Open up to being who you truly are. We are here to assist you. Call on us. Call on us as much as you need to. Ask us for whatever it is that you desire and be willing to receive it. Now is the time for change. Now is the time for you. Now is the time. Okay, that's what she wanted to say.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful message.
Yes, it is. Okay, so we are now taking calls. That's what we're going to do. So if you call in, the number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. Don't forget to press the number 1 so that we know that you actually want to speak with us. And we will go, oh, and the chat room is open today. It's working. Yay. All right. Our first caller is Nathaniel.
Hey, good morning. Hi.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hello.
How are you?
Great. Great. Another beautiful day is upon us. Appreciate
it
all those
lovely
messages, yeah.
So what's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to see if I could get a message from you two wonderful mediums.
Oh, thank you, Nathaniel. Well, it's really funny because what I was hearing in my head as Barbara was just finishing with her beautiful message is here he comes to save the day. Mighty Mouse is on the way. And I just see you're transforming, and I almost see you like a superhero, Nathaniel. And the angels are saying, Nathaniel, you're being guided to move in a new direction. And I saw a caterpillar turning into a magnificent butterfly. So the angels are asking that you hand over any fear that you're having. Don't worry about change. And it's important that you just, you know, let go and let God, because you're moving in this amazing new direction that's going to bring so much happiness, so much joy, and just, you know, step forward and, you know, affirm, I'm ready, okay? Because I'm hearing the word miracles around you, Nathaniel, okay? All the changes that are happening are heaven-sent just for you, okay? And then I saw Dolly Parton, and she's saying, Nathaniel, you'll never do a whole lot unless you're brave enough to try. And some people will say, well, how can you channel someone that's live? I do, because we're all energy, and her higher self is connecting right now with you, Nathaniel. And again, she's saying, you'll never do a whole lot unless you're brave enough to try. So she's cheering you on as well, Nathaniel. The world is ready for you. You're a beautiful light worker, Nathaniel. And you spread your own unique love and light wherever you go. Okay? You've been praying and you've planted these beautiful miracle seeds. So you've got to get ready. You've got to hold tight and get ready, because they're starting to sprout through the ground. And just, you know, feel how beautiful your heart chakra feels. Put your hand in that area and feel it. And open your heart even more, Nathaniel, to receive more of that beautiful vibration of love, okay? The angels are with you. They're going to help you to feel renewed, and you're going to radiate that love, and wherever you go, you know, you're going to be a magnet, you know, for this beautiful energy. So please believe in yourself. Let go of the struggle. Let go of that old story. Things are changing, Nathaniel. Okay, there's a lot of good luck around you. There's going to be exciting events that come your way. A lot may be unexpected, but the angels are showing me a beautiful, beautiful smile on your face, Nathaniel. You're ready for all of this.
Well, that is just wonderful. Thank you so much, DC.
Oh, you are so welcome. And before Dolly Parton leaves you, she's saying, Nathaniel, if you don't like the road that you're walking, start paving another one, friend. Okay?
What did she say? What did she say, if you don't want walking?
If you don't like the road that you're walking, start paving another one.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Hey, thanks. Thank you.
God bless, son.
Bye-bye.
As are you. Barbara?
Okay, Nathaniel. Let's see what our beautiful goddess Ast wants to say to you today. We want you to open your heart more. We know that you've been working on opening your heart and truly accepting who you are, and you are making such wonderful progress. We want you to open your heart more because there is more to you than you have yet to experience, to understand. And it is just going to get better. It is going to get better and better and better. You really are here to make a significant difference in so many lives. Open your heart. Open your heart and be who you truly are. Let go of any and every fear that comes up. Just let it go. We are helping you with that. We are removing all of it now. Allow yourself to be you. You are magnificent right now. This is not something you need to wait for. It's something that is true now. Live it now. Be it now. Let your life move forward now. There is no other time. Be you. That is all you ever need do, and it is more than enough. We love you right now. Okay, that's what she wanted to share.
Wonderful. Hey, thank you, Barbara.
You are welcome, Nathaniel. So get out there, play your music, get heard. Ah,
okay.
There's so much waiting for you.
Have a good day.
You too, sweetheart. Thanks for calling.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our next message is 111111111, and let's see who this is. Hi, who's this? Okay, if you're using the speaker, you need to move closer to it because I can barely hear you.
Oh, my phone. Apparently not. I'll try the speaker.
Can you hear me now? Yes, now I can hear you. Hello, Queen.
Hello,
you?
Queen.
How are you?
Terrific.
We're doing a lot better since we can hear you clearly. It's awesome to hear your beautiful voice.
Well, I can say the same to you, and I will. Magical DC
oh,
love. What's up, ladies?
Okay.
Another amazing day. So what can we do for you?
Something wonderful, something powerful, something magical, something sacred and blessed. How's that? Now is the time.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Ash just said you just used all the words that describe you.
I accept that, Mother Ash. With gratitude. I love it. That was beautiful. Yes. Enough said.
That was beautiful. My goodness. And Queen, you're manifesting right now everything that you've been wanting. I hope that you're visualizing it all, because this is a very powerful time for you to manifest.
Accept it.
Okay. I'm seeing Ginger is handing you a piece of malachite to make sure that, you know, your heart chakra really stays balanced at this time. Okay? And she's saying, please, Queen, you know, just think about only what you're wanting. Don't think about anything else, okay? So make sure that everything that you're thinking about is positive, that you're taking care of yourself, you're making a little time to sit in silence and connecting with your beautiful, you know, crystals and music, essential oils, and the power of love is all around you, Queen.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
And you're saying, you know, you may be wondering, like, at this moment, like, what direction you're going to go in. But if that's the case, she's saying, just open your eyes and look. There are so many signs around you. Just follow the signs that are present, okay? And
all
the
right.
Angels are, she's showing me, they're behind the scenes with Joan Rivers, and they're making sure that all the good stuff is coming your way, okay? So
hi, Joan.
Have
thank
faith.
You.
Yes, have faith and go for it. She's saying go for it. You know, focus on your heart, you know, on your heart chakra. What are you feeling at this time? Okay, and be open to receiving that beautiful vibration of love, the highest vibrating energy, okay, and just radiate that love outward, you know, and you yourself are a magnet for loving energy, and everything that you do is filled with love, Queen. So
thank
what I'm
you.
Getting is, you know, this is a time of positive change for you, okay? And, you know, allow your team to come in if you need a little, you know, extra support. And Ginger is saying, Queen, look, the angels are handing you this beautiful key, and it's going to unlock a magical door. Okay, so you've got to open your eyes to see that door, unlock it, and walk through with excitement. There's going to be so many opportunities that come your way. You're going to be able to tap into your creativity even more.
Beautiful.
And you're going to receive so many, you know, beautiful gifts and recognition, and it's just amazing. So she's showing me that beautiful door. So the angels are basically waiting for you, Queen, to, you know, to walk forward with that beautiful key in your hand. And see where that door is, okay? You've got to walk forward.
All right.
Okay?
How nice to be
so
waited
Ginger,
on.
She's walking, and she's saying, don't be surprised as you walk upon that journey if you don't have so many, like, she's showing me all these epiphanies, okay?
Okay.
Because as you walk your path, I just see, you know, all these beautiful spiritual experiences that you're having, and it's going to change your life forever. And that's what we have, Queen. I hope it helped.
It helped. It was beautiful, magical DC love. And when you first started speaking to me, I saw Jackson, and I want to let you know he is a weaver in many ways, but for him to have access to things like GIMP, macrame, pot holders, you're going to find that his little hands relate to that so very, very well. Very
wow,
well.
Okay. That sounds awesome. That sounds really, yeah, he is magical and incredible, and he has so many beautiful gifts, and he does connect with them. But that sounds incredible. Thank you.
You're welcome. I look forward to seeing something he makes with some of those things. You're welcome.
Thank you, Queen.
Okay, Queen. Let's see what I'm getting for you. Oh, we have a different goddess coming in. Let's see who it is. Okay. She's one that I've dealt with before. I think her name starts with an S.
Sekhmet or Shashat?
It's Sekhmet. Yeah, that's who it is. Here she is. Now is the time for your revelation. We are bringing you more and more information that you will use to create your life in new and better ways. Each time you sleep, we are downloading to you more and more of the truth of who you are. So you are changing. You are changing every day. You are changing in every moment. And this will continue because you are on this amazing path. And it is impossible for you to get it wrong. It is impossible for you to do anything wrong. You are simply flowing with the truth, with the energy that is coming to you from all of the divine. And we are all here with you, within you, to assist you in becoming you. You chose to experience so much more in this life than most people have ever imagined. And it is coming to be. Be open to it, always. Don't ever be afraid. There is nothing for you to be afraid of. You know the truth of who you are. You feel it. You always have. Open to it more. Open to it more. Open to it more. You are divinely human. So you are equal in the realm of the divine as you are in the realm of humanity. Do not try to be one or the other. You are both. Be all that you are and allow it all to come forward. You are being inspired in so many ways. Let yourself experience it. Let yourself become it. Allow yourself to be. You are a child of the universe. You are so much more than you have ever imagined. You are already you. We love you.
Love return, Sekhmet. Thank you for my sisters, my sacred sisters. All the blessings that you desire are fulfilled. Namaste.
Namaste. You're going to have a great day. Ooh, the energy around you is really, really something. So enjoy it.
I shall. Thank you.
Wonderful. Namaste, sweetheart. Okay. We are moving to our next caller from area code 201. Hi, who's this?
Hi. Hi, Barbara. Hi, DC. This is Jackie.
Hi,
Jackie. Well, I'm kind of winded. When you were talking earlier, I want to believe to Nathaniel. I felt like you were speaking to my spirit as well. I'm ready to move forward, but I'm being pulled in so many directions at once, and it's making me feel scattered. And I'm trying to focus. I'm not sure exactly what the universe is telling me. I know there's things I must take care of at this time. I'm just trying to figure out, what's being communicated to me, whether it's in my dreams or my spirit.
Okay, well, let's see what we're getting, DC.
Yes, good morning, Jackie. It's so nice to connect with you today.
Thank you. Nice to connect with you as well.
Thank you. Well, we have Dolly Parton. She's still here, her higher self, and she's saying, Jackie, find out who you are and do it on purpose. Okay? And the angels agree, and they're saying, whatever it is, you are qualified, Jackie. It's time to follow, you know, the longings of your soul. You have so much to offer the world, Jackie. Whether it be the people, the animals, the environment. Have you been thinking about something new, maybe taking a new class or doing something, maybe, you know, volunteering?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so whatever it is,
actually,
that's your... Go ahead.
I'm actually reteaching myself accounting from, you know, I went to college for business, and I need accounting now to finish up some things. But I do want to move into, like, maybe the sustainability area. I want to go on a new track.
Okay. Well, you've got a lot going for you. You truly do. And the angels are encouraging you to, you know, start thinking about what it is that, you know, that fills you with joy. Okay? So I'm not getting, like, accounting, but I'm seeing animals around you. Do you connect with animals? I really feel that they love your energy. They trust you.
Yes, I have a therapy dog, but I recently had to put down one of my dogs, and that
okay.
was more traumatic than I expected.
Yeah. Well, animals are part of, you know, your life's journey, okay? I'm also getting that, I don't know if you're interested, but I feel that you could actually, with like maybe with a class, you could actually start communicating intuitively with animals. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So think about that as well. I mean, any career that you have, you could add different things to really personalize it to just what you are wanting, okay?
Well, you know, right now I'm actually a teacher. And,
okay.
The environment is so toxic, DC.
Yeah,
and,
well, it's
like,
time for you to change that environment. So that's what I'm getting. It's time for a change. And there is going
mm-hmm.
to be something new and positive coming your way, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you, Jackie, you planted the seeds, and you're just starting to see them, you know, these little seedlings come up through the ground. So it's, you know, it's almost time. And you've got to realize that when you work from your heart, you know, everything else, you know, flows to you, including, you know, abundance, okay? So you've
mm-hmm.
got to be true and honest with yourself. And really go within and see what it is that's calling you. And at this time, you know, really treat yourself well. You know, do something nice just for you, okay? And that helps to open up your creativity. It helps to connect you with abundance, Jackie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just be open. I'm getting be open. I feel like you're going to help others, okay? Like you said, I don't know if... You know, if you'd like to work, you know, with people and animals. I mean, anything that you choose, you could customize it to yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I am getting, like, where you are now, like, you are struggling with the energy.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
And the angels want to help you to let go of this because you do get filled with stress, you get overwhelmed, and you need to sort of detach so that you have the peace that you're truly needing. And the angels are with you, the archangels are with you, and they want to help you to really go forward and, you know, have you in an environment where you're truly happy, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I'm getting that, you know, even being around others that you, you know, whatever you say to them or just your beautiful energy, it's really, really, you know, helping so many people, okay? And you could start, like, presently where you are in the work environment and just hold the intention that you want to clear any kind of negative energy and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and allow it to be replaced with positive energy, okay?
Okay.
And just send love out to everyone and focus, you know, just on feeling that love within yourself and then others and just, you know, the word forgiveness comes up. that there may be someone whom you need to forgive, is what I'm getting, okay? And someone may, you know, come to mind as soon as I said that, but you're here to have, you know, more peace than you've had, Jackie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the angels are saying to you, you know, I'm hearing the word miracle, and you have strong faith, okay? And, again, you've planted these little miracle seeds, and you've got to wait just a little while longer. You're going to see how they start to grow. And for you as well as when I spoke with Nathaniel, please watch that you're not resistant to change. And when you get in that place of fear, start breathing deeply and know that the angels are with you. They're supporting you every step of the way. Jackie, the most difficult and unsettling times, they bring us the highest growth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine your future, you know, where you want to be, where all your dreams come true, okay? And start envisioning that beautiful life ahead of you, okay? So those are my messages. I hope that they've brought you, you know, a little bit of clarity.
Mm-hmm.
But before Dolly leaves again, she's giving you the same message she gave Nathaniel. If you don't like the road you're walking, start paving another one, girlfriend. So it's
I need to work because I have some legal things to take care of, you know, involving real estate and the family dynamics that needs to be settled. I recently was contacted by a sister that I really don't trust her because she's been like very cruel in the past, but I am concerned about her. I'm not sure if she's genuine. I mean, I would like us to heal and move forward because a lot has happened, but she's,
okay,
she's
well, I'm
done
hearing
so
stay
much
positive.
To me.
Yes, Jackie, I'm hearing stay
I'm
positive.
Like afraid.
You've got
I'm afraid.
Lot of anxiety
I'm afraid to let her
and
in.
Right now, and you,
mm-hmm.
you ask not to let all your worry and fear overwhelm you, okay?
Okay.
All so right. Stay positive.
Okay.
I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and Dolly is saying, Jackie, it's hard to be a diamond in a world full of rhinestones, but you are a diamond.
Mm-hmm.
So just let go of the fear and allow the angels to help you, okay?
Okay.
Barbara?
Okay, Jackie, one of the things that I'm hearing is that a lot of the things that you are concerned about or worried about are not actually yours. And so
mm-hmm.
the goddess asks, wants you to start letting go of what is not yours. That's extremely important because that is what
yeah.
bogs you down. That is what gives you the confusion. And she's clearing all of the energy out of you that is not yours. And here's what she wants to say. Open up to love. Open up to loving yourself. It is the most important thing that you can do. Right now you are filled with energy that is not yours. It is energy that other people have brought into your life. And you do not need to deal with it because it's not yours. Look at who you are and who you are becoming. Look at what is important to you. Focus only on what you truly desire. If you do not desire something, do not think about it. It is not yours. Let go of the need to fix anyone else's problems. Let go of any need to have difficulties in your life. You are opening up more to who you truly are, and we are assisting you with this. We are clearing your energy right now as we speak. We are taking away the energy that you do not need, that does not contribute to your highest good. You are the most important person in your life. Accept that and allow your life to change in the ways that are for your highest good. This is about you, no one else. This is about you. Let go of everything else. This is about you. We want you to be who you truly are. We love you, and it's time for you to love you too. Okay, and she's clearing a lot of energy out of you, a lot of energy. You're carrying a lot of stuff that is not yours. Please let it go. You don't need to deal with it.
I want to do it so bad. You have no idea. I'm like, I don't even know how I got to this place.
So just take a nice deep breath and give yourself permission to let go. Do that right now. Okay, she's clearing out a bunch of crap. How do you feel?
I do want to release, you know, release a lot, and just, I've been wanting to let it go. It's just been placed in my lap.
Just because somebody gives you something does not mean that you have to take it or that you have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not yours, it's not yours to deal with. Let people deal with their own crap. They create it. Let them deal with it. She's clearing off your lap because you had taken on... people expect you to solve their problems. That is not your job. That is not your job. Do not take that on. Do not ever take that on. Okay. She's taking away a lot of that stuff. Don't bring it back. It's not yours, okay?
Yeah.
Ooh. All right. How do you feel?
Feel a little better.
Okay, keep breathing and letting go. You don't need to figure anything out. You have the answers already. So don't waste your time thinking, okay, I've got to think of this and I've got to think of that. You don't. You don't have to think of anything. You are simply letting go. And realizing what's important for you and only you. And she's going to keep clearing all of this clutter out of you. You've been taking on other people's stuff all of your life, so please stop it.
Yeah. No, I am tired of that. I really am.
Well, when something comes up, you can simply ask yourself, is this mine? If the answer is no, then there's nothing for you to do with it. And it looks like about 95% of the time, the answer will be no, which means you don't have to do anything with it because it's not yours. Okay, your energy feels much better. All right, how do you feel?
I feel a lot better. It's a little lightheaded.
Good. So start asking.
My stomach is gone.
Yeah. You don't need to worry about other people's stuff. It doesn't do them any good, and it doesn't do you any good. So start asking, is this mine? And if it's not, let it go. Okay?
Okay.
All right. She says, go do something fun today. You deserve to laugh and have some fun.
I have to go see my attorney today, and I'm hoping that when I leave there, I can go last. Because I've been kind of anxious about that too. Because some things I need to take care of, I'm just not there yet.
Give yourself permission to have everything turn out perfect.
Okay.
Just give yourself permission to have everything turn out perfect, and then let it go. Because you hanging on to it does not make it better, does not make it easier, does not make it work. You have to let it go so that all of the divine beings who are working with you can actually help you.
Okay.
And they are ready to help you. So you're not doing this alone, so let go, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Take some nice deep breaths and call us back if you need us, okay?
I will.
All right.
Thank you.
And have a great day, Jackie. Start today making a difference. You are
okay.
So loved. All right, sweetheart. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, we are going to our next caller from area code 770. Hi, who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is Maddie. I am calling from Georgia. And maybe perhaps you could help me get some clarity of what I'm about to ask. I received mail yesterday, and it's my niece. Name, but my address is from a pen company, and in the envelope is a pen, and it has all the ordering that you could order, you know, for half of the price, all of these pens. And I thought, and the pen has her name on it, my city, and my zip code. And I said, this is interesting. Why would I receive mail in her name with my address? So I reached out to her last night and say, did you use my address to send for a pen? She said, no, I didn't do it. I say, how did that happen? Her name is very different because it's the last African name, and that is it's spelled correctly and everything. And I thought about it, and I say, you know what? Why would she want to lie to me? I think she did, and I'm almost sure she did. And my question is, could you help me get some clarity why she did it?
Okay, well, let's see what we're getting, DC.
Okay, hi, this is DC. I'm getting the angels. The first thing I heard was please relax and let go of the stress that you're holding on to because of all of this. And also come from a place of love as opposed to a point of judgment or criticism, okay? And the angel said to me, you know, everything happens for a reason and a purpose, and it does serve you. So you're focusing your energy in the wrong direction, okay? Let go of the worry. Stay positive is what I'm getting in regard to this one. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so here is what the goddess asked, wants to say about you and the pen and all of that whole rigmarole.
Yes. My beloved niece. I mean, I'm gonna let you guys finish. I'm gonna tell you what I thought it was a confirmation for me.
Okay, here's what she's saying. We want you to let it go. We want you to let it go.
Yes.
You have taken it like a dog takes a bone, and you are worrying that bone and worrying that bone, and you don't need to. There are different ways that you are connected with other members of your family. And some of the ways those connections happen have nothing to do with anything that you have done or even anything that she has done. Sometimes it is just a random connection that is made by a computer that says this person is connected with this person. And then there are those wonderful marketing companies that are always sending something to someone for them to buy something. Do not turn this into something huge. It is not. Do not turn it into something wrong. It is not. Do not turn it into something that you need to be concerned about, because it's not. Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have this beautiful pen that has her name on it, so every time you look at the pen, you can think of her. You can send her love. You can recognize the connection between the two of you. There is a very deep connection between you two. You know this. You felt it all of your life, all of her life. Let yourself enjoy the reminder of the love and let go of the idea that there's anything wrong, because there isn't anything wrong. So let go and use this as an opportunity to get closer, to grow more in that love between you, to see if there's something that you two together are meant to do.
Okay.
Okay. That's what you wanted to say about it. So what did you want to say now?
I thought it was a confirmation because just a few days ago, Spirit spoke to me and said, the same niece, and I thought, oh, my God, it just came out of nowhere like it was trickling down. And I said, oh, my God, she is a crook. And it just came out of nowhere. And when I received the pen, when I was seeing the letter with her name and my address, and I say, wow. And I thought about it. I said, wow, this is my confirmation right here. And not only that, I have mentioned that to her before, and she said, Auntie, that's the way that I survived. Yeah.
Well, you two, I get the feeling that you two are supposed to do something together, and I don't know what it is. Is there something that you know that you two have that's connected? There's a connection there.
I do know that she, I kind of believe, I do know that she admires me, and she respects me, and but what we are going to do together, I have no clue because I never reached out and say, hey, let's do this together or that together. No.
Well, maybe this is a little incentive for you to talk to her more. There's something there, and it's something that you guys are going, it feels really good. So maybe it's about you opening your heart to her.
Well, normally I am the one that would do the calling. Well, whether she picks up or not, if she doesn't pick up, I have to say that she will always return my call. But I'm the one that would call and say, hey, how's it going, blah, blah, blah. And she did mention to me, was it last year, the end of last year, she said, Auntie, she said, I know that I'm supposed to be rich. I'm tired of working, and I got to figure out a way to make my millions because I don't want to be just working all my life. And I said, well, yeah. And I said, you have it within you. You have the gift. She has the gift as what you guys are doing. She does have that gift. And I said, you have the gift. I say, meditating and doing things like that to bring up what you really want to do with your life and start actions and I'm quite sure that your guides, your angels, your spirit it would take over and help you get where you want to be. Just give it a lot of attention.
Well, I keep getting the message that you should call her and tell her you're calling just to tell her that you love her.
Okay.
She needs to hear that. And that will give her the freedom to say whatever it is she needs to say. And if she's talking, just listen. You're not supposed to solve her problems or anything like that. You're just supposed to listen.
Okay.
And just listen with your heart open. There's a lot that she's not not saying because she doesn't think that anyone will really listen to her. So tell her that you love her and listen. And you'll find out all sorts of things that you didn't know. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for that that clarity. And that was what I thought, the first initial thought was, oh, nothing, let it go. Then, you know, your mind gets in the way and your mind takes you everywhere, you know.
Yeah, yes, that's why you got to stay out of that mind. Stay in your heart, woman.
It's very hard. It's very hard to stay away from that mind. It creeps, all that stuff creeps up. But yeah. Okay. Thank you. I greatly appreciate
you are
it. Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.
You too. All righty, DC. We are done for today.
Awesome. Well, I did get my daily dose of vitamin G, so I'm happy. It felt wonderful, Barbara.
Oh, wait a minute. We had a listener who wasn't pressing one, and now they've pressed one. So we must move to this listener.
Is it Delta
right,
Dawn?
503.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, oh,
it is Dawn.
Hi. Well, I was trying to be last then because the morning time is it's a little tricky on my end on Tuesdays and Thursdays. On the way to school.
Okay.
Yeah. But,
so what's going on in your life?
It was an interesting weekend. and I guess I just call in to see what messages you had for me. But I'm kind of in a little bit of a rocky internal place. It sounds like something may be moving out of the area completely, but I don't really know because not communicating yet very much. So, that really kind of freaks me out and makes me go into my, like, well, what's going on? Like, are you abandoning? Like, what's going on? And, you know, I just spent last weekend, the previous weekend with him, and we had a great time, and he said, you're fantastic. That's not the issue. But he hasn't got the job yet in Oregon. He gave notice. He's moving out of the place by the end of the month, and he's having to figure something out. And I was hoping he'd move closer rather than further, and I don't really have full clarity because as soon as he started to say moving, you know, his stint in Oregon is ending like 6 months early. I tried to call him and he didn't answer, and then I left a message the next day and he doesn't return the call. And I think he's disappointing me. So I think that he just doesn't want to have these conversations where real emotions come up. That's my take on it, but it's not, like, I don't know. It's really, really, really hard for me. Like, being, on the one hand, I can be compassionate, on the other hand, it's not really a time to have in my relationship. Lack of communication is really hard for me.
Okay, well, let's see what DC is getting.
Okay, Barbara, I have some messages, but I really couldn't hear Dawn. It was just too, I don't know. I got like a couple like words here and there. So I wasn't really able to get what exactly she was saying. But the angels are saying the word miracle around you, Dawn. Okay? There's going to be a divine solution. And as you came on, I just sent you like a little thing via Messenger. I saw the sister act, and, you know, and I heard the word hallelujah, okay? So that's before I saw the word miracle. So I really don't feel like anything's, like, really that bad, that things are going to resolve for you, okay? And that there is a miracle manifesting at this time. You're going to feel better, okay? Allow the angels to help you to go forward and do what has to be done. And above all, don't worry, because when we worry, we block solutions, okay? You stay where you are. You just bring about more worry, correct?
Right.
The angels are saying, put all your worries in the beautiful golden box. They're, you know, presenting you with at this time. And allow there to be a divine solution, okay? And the angels are saying, you know, we're going to give you some signs. Sometimes they could come in the form of a song. Other times you may be in a line at the grocery store. Overhear a conversation. You may have a dream that gives you guidance. Always, you know, there's always guidance coming your way. If you don't understand it, the angels can give you more clarity if you ask. But they want you to just, you know, like when you breathe in and then breathe out all your concerns upward to heaven. In doing so, you're shifting from fear to faith, Dawn. Okay?
Okay.
So let it all go. What I'm getting is, you know, the relationship needs a little bit of work. It is truly out of balance. Okay? And, you know, just send that person love. Okay? Connect from your heart to his heart. Send love. And I'm getting, like, something is going to change, and it's going to be a positive change. Allow yourself to be the beautiful person that you are and to speak from your heart and allow love to really bring you guys, you know, closer together where you want to be, okay? And, Dawn, you have this beautiful ability to know, you know, when someone is telling you honestly what they're thinking. You're very intuitive, okay? So just, you know, trust what you feel in your gut, okay? And the other thing that I'm getting is, oh, this is Morning with Jesus, of course. So Jesus is with you. And he's helping to answer your prayers, to help you to heal, to help him to heal. And he's saying, please, you know, have faith, Dawn, okay? Have faith in miracles, okay? So I, like I said, I sent you the little, I said the little meme, and it said, you know, hallelujah, and it was from the sister act, you know? So I really truly feel like everything is going your way. And, you know, life is great. Things will move in the right direction, and, you know, you are going to, you know, have a beautiful life, but you've just got to go forward with faith and allow, you know, allow that relationship to really get to where you want it to be. Okay? That's what I have.
Okay. So have patience. I don't know if you can hear me now.
I can hear you a little bit better now. Yeah, before you were in and out. Have patience and, you know, surround the beautiful, you know, relationship and everyone involved with love, okay? And, you know, don't pass judgment, just have love. Let love be your guiding force, okay? That's the highest energy there is love, okay?
Okay.
And again, this is your time where things are going to change. Speak from your heart, you know, when you feel something. And the angels will help you to speak truthfully, but yet lovingly, Dawn. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So just, you've got to believe, you know, and you've got to, you know, let go of things, because I feel if you don't, you're going to have some health issues of your own, okay? Try to go with the flow a little bit more so that you stay healthy.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Because You're bringing things, you know, like you're holding on to things and making it harder, okay? But, I mean, if the relationship, you know, is going through a rough patch, I am getting it's time for a change. But you've got to speak lovingly and from your heart, okay?
All right. Well, when I do get that, I realized that during this period, I mean, 7 months we've been seeing each other. I've never cried in front of him. I've never, like, you know, I've not that I've bottled my emotions, but I really haven't allowed some of them to surface in the more vulnerable parts of myself. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be like a wounded child or anything in front of him, and that's
right.
Not very effective.
But I just feel like if you can't be honest and open, you're going to lose that connection that you guys have. You know?
Right. Well, so I'm trying to be more honest, and I did leave him that voicemail on Saturday evening where I tried to express, like, it's hard to do it in a voicemail, right? It's just, but I tried to at least express to him, like, wow, I'm not ready for you to leave Oregon, like, you know, half a year earlier than I thought, like, right? Or even then, but I don't know. I'm trying to step into just being more in my feminine, but sometimes I kind of confuse. Like, feminine is super vulnerable, but it's not
right.
Necessarily wounded, but it's vulnerable. Whereas, you know, my fault when I go into defense will tend to be to go into my masculine and to think or to try and, you know. And that's not working well either.
Well, you know what? You could reignite that beautiful flame between the two of you and connect. You guys have a solid basis between you for a beautiful relationship. I mean,
yeah.
You know, there's things that you may not agree upon. But as long as you guys, you know, can talk openly and honestly and really respect each other, okay?
Yeah.
You can agree to disagree and still show, like, love and respect. And you'll always have that level of comfort that you have between the two of you, okay? I'm getting the relationship is changing. It's evolving, okay? And you've got to be open to new experiences that come your way, okay? You're developing the connection, and it's, you know, becoming a little bit more even emotionally closer, okay? You've got great potential, the two of you. But I'm getting it. You've got to speak your mind lovingly, have respect for each other. You have to be able to compromise, because you guys are going to have a lot of differences of opinions here and there. But as long as you have, like, the basic, you know, like, love and respect and being honest and stuff, you can, you know, you could weather any storm, hon.
Yeah, well, we do have all those things in person. It's the hardest thing, I think, is just even right now, we're 100 miles away, and when when there's not, like, picking up the phone or talking or, you know, even just, you know, 3, 4, 5 days between phone calls, it feels like a long time to me. Maybe I'm not being realistic, but geez, I want to, you know, go to sleep in his arms and, you know, wake up looking into his eyes. Vice versa.
I mean, can that happen? Yeah.
Yeah.
It can happen. You know, you've got to give it some time.
Okay. And not freak out when he says he's leaving Oregon.
Well, it's like I said, you both have free will, and it's up to you if you could, you know, if you could accept that for now, you know.
Yeah.
But you've got all the, you know, you've got all the basic building blocks of having a good relationship, and you guys can, you know, figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm getting right now, Dawn, like, it's almost like you're grabbing on to him, and you're saying, no, like, you can't leave. You can't go that far. I can't handle it. You can't do that. And if you hold tight like that, it's going to be like where you're putting a wedge between the two of you. You've got to let go. Got to allow change to happen, and it will. It can. It will strengthen your connection with him. Okay.
All right.
And I'm getting.
I guess.
you're at a crossroads. This is a critical time. You've got to decide, you know, can I manage to have this kind of relationship? It's up to you.
Right.
Also, it's your decision.
That in the past he's had relationships, you know, 2-4 years, and whenever he leaves, he just cuts the relationship off and he stops dating that person. So that's what I'm afraid of too.
You're not those other people, so you can't judge his previous relationships by the one that you guys have. And there's a lot of uncertainty on your end. Does your relationship have a lot of potential? It does. Okay, you both have that beautiful energy, but you're afraid, you're unsure where this is going. And like I said, the open communication, you need that open communication, but you can't have a relationship based upon fear. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for a little bit of healing, Dawn, okay?
Okay, thank you.
God bless, hon.
Okay. I was hearing so much while you guys were talking. Okay, so here's what the goddess asked wants to share, and hopefully she'll share everything she was telling me. That makes sense to me. Okay, here she goes. We want you to accept that your relationship with him is different from any other relationship he has ever had. It's also different from any other relationship you have ever had. He never expected to feel what he feels for you. And there is a part of him that wants to, it's like he wants to be the man. He wants to have the answers. He wants to solve all of the problems. And it is frustrating for him that he hasn't been able to do that. And instead, he's learning to be in an equal partnership. He's learning to actually let go and to love. And that is what you are learning as well. We want you to only focus on what you desire, only on what you desire. Because right now you are in your head and you are thinking, oh my gosh, this means this and this means this and this means this. And it doesn't mean any of that. Let it go. Focus on what you desire. See yourself in that loving, amazing relationship where you wake up every morning and he is there. That is what you desire. That is what you truly desire to create in your life. And it is what he truly desires to have in his life. Because his love for you is, it is overwhelming to him at times. He's not used to feeling so deeply about anyone. So let go of the worry. Let go of the fear. Let go of the negativity. Let go of the need to fix it. Just let all of that go. And allow yourself to receive what you truly desire. Even though you don't know how it's going to happen, let it go. And you can use those wonderful Dear Innate statements. Dear Innate, I don't know how this is going to happen, but I trust that we will be together. And that is one of the ways that you can let it go, so that you can be in the now and you can be happy and you can know that this truly is for your highest good. We see great things ahead for both of you. And we do see you together. So let go and trust from your heart. We love you. Okay, that's what she wanted to say.
Thank you.
And Dawn, I just have to add that we both said the M word around that situation. So, so it's up to you. You've got, like I said, you've got to just, you know, think about what it is you're wanting and everything. But Barbara said it several times, and so did I.
Okay.
So
stop freaking out, woman. Damn it.
That's so much better. Now, your energy is amazing right now.
Yeah.
That's you're on the phone talking to him. Laugh like that. That is like magnetic. That energy is so beautiful, Dawn.
Thank you. Well, hope we have a great time together whenever we're together. So.
Well, sure you do. And keep that laugh going while you're not together. Keep sending them that beautiful energy. You have amazing energy.
Thank you.
And give yourself permission to receive what you desire. And it's okay to be vulnerable. It's safe to
be
vulnerable.
Needy,
to be a little what?
Okay, you said it's okay to be a little needy.
Vulnerable is not needy. I said vulnerable.
Oh, vulnerable,
vulnerable,
yes.
And needy are different.
Right.
Needy is coming from fear. Vulnerable is just accepting that everything is okay. And it's safe for you to be you.
Okay.
So just be you.
Okay. Thank you both.
Have a great day.
Thank you so much. You too.
And go ahead and accept the fact that he loves you, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Dawn.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good morning. Bye-bye.
You too. Okay, DC. Now our work is done.
Great. What an awesome show, Barbara. Such beautiful energy.
Yes, it is.
I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, as I will. It's a little bit cold outside, so I won't be spending much time out there. It's freezing here. It's in the 30s, so I'm going to be, and we're expecting rain. It's crazy out there. But the sun is shining inside. I just feel like with that, you know, that dose of vitamin G, I feel amazing.
Well, good. Well, I will think of you and send you warm thoughts. I think it's supposed to be in the 50s here, so it'll be a little warmer.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you. Have a great day. Bye, everyone.
You too. Bye-bye.